After Danica Patrick's record-breaking rookie season last year, the 24-year-old driver is preparing to race again in Indianapolis, this time hoping to top her fourth-place finish. While she didn't take the checkered flag, Danica Patrick did become the first woman to lead a lap in the legendary race. Patrick has written about her experience and her attitudes about her sport in a new book. It's called Danica, Crossing the Line. Danica Patrick visited our studios recently. The first thing you notice is that she's teeny, despite the fact that she's wearing a pair of killer heels. You also sense a steely determination. Patrick says her drive to win began at home.
I started racing when I was 10 years old, and it was really just something to be together as a family, something to get to know my father primarily. My mom stayed home and took care of us, and my dad worked so much. He would go to work before we got up, and he would get home after we were supposed to go to bed. So we didn't really know him, and it was a way for us to get closer as a family.
I understand your father is your biggest fan, also your strongest critic. The two of you still argue a little bit every now and then. Did that in some way help you succeed in a male-dominated sport, to have that kind of sort of open, honest, and sometimes rough-and-tumble relationship with your dad?
Probably. Someone that pushed me, someone that always made me push harder and harder for that little bit left inside of me that in turn translated into speed on the track or something that resulted in good race results. So, yeah, from the racing standpoint, I think it did help, as well as it he didn't ever think of me as a girl, and so I never thought of me as a girl either. I just thought of me as someone trying to beat everyone else.
That's evolved, though, over time now. I mean, you look at the cover of your book. I mean, you're mm-hmm. posing in a way that most men wouldn't pose. Mm-hmm. You clearly now are presenting as a woman, as a pioneer, really, in this sport. When and how did that happen, and did it happen reluctantly?
Well, yes, probably. It wasn't me saying, all right, now I'm going to act like a girl, and I'm going to use my femininity, and I'm going to use being pretty. I'm going to use long hair to blow in the wind. What happened was I did a photo shoot for FHM a long time ago.
FHM.
And it's called For Him Magazine, FHM. It's the girls look fairly racy in the magazine. And I didn't know if I was going to be in my race suit or anything, but I thought, I need sponsors. I need to go racing, and it doesn't happen without money from a company or a product. So I did it, and so much attention came from it, and I noticed that nobody doubted my talent as a result, or nobody second-guessed what I could do on the track. I was able to use being a woman to my advantage and being able to promote a product and make sponsors happy.
So it wasn't actually a necessary evil for you. You enjoyed it in the end.
I did, and I still do. I very much enjoy being a girl and having my hair and makeup done and looking pretty in pictures. And I think it's interesting, too, because it's such a contrast to what I'm used to seeing in photos, where I don't do my hair. I don't do any makeup. I am sweating. I've just gotten off the racetrack. I'm in a race suit, something that's completely unflattering, and those are the photos that I normally see. So it's fun for me to see pictures that show the other side of me, and that's someone who likes to look like a girl.
Danica, I notice you use the word girl, not woman, but girl.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting choice.
I don't know. I suppose I've been a girl for so long, the girl racing go-karts, the girl in IRL, the girl here, and I'm so short, and I feel so, I don't feel like a woman, even though, you know, I'm married and drive Indy cars now, and one would think I could call myself a woman, but I feel like that's almost, I don't know, I take the word woman and think it's almost old-fashioned.
You mentioned your size.
Mm-hmm.
There's a little bit of controversy about that. Some of the racers have said that you have an unfair advantage because your power to weight ratio is such that you can travel faster. Some say that you get as much as a 1 mile per hour advantage in, mm-hmm. in the race. On the other hand, some actually say that it's a bit of a disadvantage mm-hmm. because you have a bit more instability, especially mm-hmm. in the turn. So mm-hmm. which is it? Is it an advantage or a disadvantage?
I can't imagine that it helps that much. And the proof of that is that in the race, if it was that big of an advantage, I would have won them all or won a bunch by now. But I didn't, and I haven't. And there are more things that are far more important, like pit stops, like fuel strategy, how well you overtake other cars, that make up so much time, seconds of time, seconds and seconds of time. And that is where the difference is. So, and then on the negative side of it all, yeah, I'm smaller, but is what it is. Race car drivers are small in general.
You don't have a lot of room inside that car.
No, no. You really actually, if you're over 6 foot, I believe, 6'1", 6'2", maybe, you just can't fit. You're too tall. Your knees hit the top of the car, and it's hard to get in and out. You sit too high. So, yeah, it's much more beneficial to be small.
Be small, but I imagine that you need to be strong because you need to hold on to that wheel, and you need to be able to, you know, have a certain amount of torque to handle that. What do you do to stay in shape? You have a pretty good idea of how basketball players, mm-hmm. tennis stars, mm-hmm. skaters stay in shape. What do you do to prepare physically for racing?
I focus really hard on my stabilization muscles, all upper body, really. I don't really do anything to strengthen my legs at all. I work the muscles underneath the shoulder blades in the back and just the rotator cuff in your shoulder just to try and strengthen that from the inside out. Anything that helps you stay stable, because the car moves so much and I don't even notice it. I feel like my hands are perfectly straight in the corner, and then you'll watch an in-car camera and you'll see that your hands are shaking and moving, and I'm thinking to myself, wow, it's not only is it hard, but it's rough and you're catching the car all the time. So yeah, you do have to work on all the muscles.
One last question for you. You had a great season last year. What are you going to do different this year
as you head into the
next season?
Everybody asks me, you're
going to be back on the track soon.
They ask me what I expect, but they don't ask me what I'm going to do different for this year. So I guess my husband told me this quote, let's see if I get it perfect. If you want the same results, just keep doing what you're doing. And so you do have to change a little bit. I think that it's important for me to work very hard on the race car, keep developing my relationship with my engineer, Ray, just get better and better instead of being fast at a certain point. Just keep working past that. Get faster. I think that's a good idea.
Danica Patrick, thanks so much for making a pit stop in our studio.
Thank you.
Great talking to you.
No problem. Thank you very much.
Danica Patrick. Her new book is called Danica, Crossing the Line, and you can read an excerpt at npr.org. By the way, this year's Indy 500 is set for May 28th.